Brad, welcome back from your long trip.
Ryan, thank you. Feels good to be home.
Glad you're back. Sure, I'm glad you're back. I missed you. Our conversations, our podcasts,
yeah.
Your articles, all of the above.
Likewise. I thought surely I had left enough stuff in the queue for you to just post stuff to your heart's content.
Yeah. Maybe you didn't. Maybe I used the time to slide. Well, you know what they say, when the cat's away, the mice will play.
Oh, okay. I've never thought of you as a mouse before, but, you know, a sewer rat, perhaps, but mouse? No.
Oh, touché. Touché. Hey, let's talk about the essence of taking risks and to reach goal.
Ah!
We can talk about that?
Sure.
I don't remember what I wrote, but
I'm sure you'll remind me about the parts that you find salient and rich in expression.
Well, the first sentence is actually salient and rich in expression. You say, when we take risks, sometimes we win and sometimes we learn. Most people would say, when you take risks, sometimes we win and sometimes you lose. But instead, you've transposed or transfigured or translated that lose to learn.
Yeah, I wish I could take credit for the originality, but I stole that from somebody. I don't know who. I never give credit to anybody. I keep noticing people use my stuff and don't give me credit, so I just figure we're even, right?
Yeah, why bother keeping score?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but and then you go immediately from that to opinion and taking other
people's opinions.
Yeah, yeah. You say that when we're taking risks, others will offer their opinion.
Oh.
And you know, I have a number of friends who don't even tell other people what their goals are, because they don't want somebody speaking negatively into whatever it is that they're trying to achieve.
And I agree with them totally.
Yeah.
How about you?
It's almost, I sometimes find that laying it out there for me puts me in a position where I must pursue it. In other words, I've given my word, and if I don't pursue this goal or try and do my best to achieve it, then I've failed somehow in the eyes of my peers, whoever it is I've told. And that, maybe that's just a mind trick, but that is one of the things that I use to get goals. It's one of the many. I mean, I'll try other mind tricks if I'm finding I'm lagging or not achieving what I want to, or if I'm either being distracted or procrastinating or whatever. Well, heck, I'll try anything.
Yeah, well, very good. I'll keep that one in mind.
Well, it's kind of opposite what you're doing, I mean, and that other guy, but that's okay. You list three items that are obstacles to accomplishing what you've been given as direction. And the first one you list is allowing the fear of rejection of getting what I've been shown is fitting and the best thing for me by our spirit parent and his, her, its total willingness to give me that in total abundance. So I'm not quite sure I understand how the fear of rejection plays into that, if you've already heard from spirit parent that that's...
Well...
Right.
Now... That has to do with a personal bit of theology that I don't mind sharing, even though many differ with that. Some say that, excuse me, some say all you got to do is lay it out there, and once you lay it out there, it's done. And once you have an answer, it's finished. Well, there's two things that I resist about taking that. I'm not saying that's a wrong position to take. I'm saying I resist doing that myself because I've found that for me, there are two things that go on in my life that I need to be very careful about. One is I have a tendency to get caught up in old programming without realizing it. And when I see that, I want to interrupt the pattern. And that's part of what that article, now I remember, is about later. But about one of my favorite pattern interrupts, and that's I don't know squat. But the other part is that I really understand for me that sometimes in order to break through for something I know has been already been shown me by Spirit that it is right to want and is right to get, is that I have to pound and beat on it and say this will be done. Not as a means because I don't think God heard me in the first place. That's not the issue. The issue is that my conscious mind gets in the way by getting too distracted and interrupts the flow of stuff that's supposed to come my way because I understand and know I could ask for it in the first place. So I keep pounding. And until my mind gets in gear so I'm receptive to receiving. And the point of that is, as far as fear of rejection is, I know people who know that they have a problem and really want to get rid of it at some level, but they're afraid that that's not going to be the will of God, so to speak. And so they refuse to ask. Well, I don't refuse to ask. Once I've been told it's okay, I keep asking and say, where the dickens is this thing? Where the dickens is this? I want it. Well, there's another side of me on that argument, if you don't mind me using that term, that says, well, wait a minute. You know, it's already been promised. So why do I have to, why should I even, say anything more? Again, it's not because I don't think God doesn't want to give it to me, or Spirit, or Source, or whatever term you want to use. It's that I realize that my mind, all parts of my mind, are conditioned to some past expectations, or should I say non-expectations. I don't deserve it, is one great example. I don't deserve that. I'm just I'm a rotter. How do I have even a right to think I deserve something like that? Well, Spirit parent, my daddy, my mummy, whatever, has assured me I do deserve it. And Daddy Mommy has also shown me clearly that one way for me to get past all my garbage in my mind that says I don't deserve it is to pound on the door, beat on the floor, whatever. So I don't know if I got too far afield or if I answered your question directly, but that's it.
Well, sometimes you have to walk all the way around the pole to get to the right answer, right? So.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Are you telling me that I don't speak directly to any issue, but I have to run around the pole?
I wouldn't say any. That's a bit exaggerated.
Sometimes you said, yeah. Okay.
So let's talk about joy and gratitude. Joy and gratitude. They are wonderful friends. There are friends that you can call on when things aren't appearing the way that you'd like them to appear, when you're feeling tired, when you're feeling whatever that's contrary to how you want to feel. You can just call on joy and gratitude, and they'll just come right beside you and erase all that other stuff.
Absolutely.
Isn't it amazing how quickly they just erase, just totally blank out whatever it was that you were feeling prior? And joy and gratitude are much more powerful than just about any other emotion that I've experienced. Well, I just
so you're in agreement with that.
Oh, 100%. Just yesterday, I woke up in the morning and I was in a bit of a funk, and it was Monday morning, and I'm going, oh man, I could use another day off, and you know the usual garbage that we produce in society, thinking that going to work is a burden, and sometimes I get caught in that trap. Because maybe one of the tasks on my list that day is somewhat unpleasant, and I'm not looking forward to that task as much as I look forward to some of the other things I get to do, like this phone call. And then I realized that everything that I do is a gift, and I should be grateful for it. So I just sat there and started thanking it until the feeling washed over me, and I looked forward to the rest of my day, and I had a fantastic day.
Yeah, it's amazing, and that's the way it works. If you have to choose to do it, though, and that's the key to the secret of being happy, as far as I'm concerned. You know, it's rare that I have anything more than a momentary spate of unhappiness, because I know how to turn that switch. And I'll tell you one trick. I don't know if I include this in the article or not. I remember when I was writing it, as I transcribing it, so to speak, that I did want to insert this. So tell me I already did, that if one of the tools I use is just to think about anything I'm grateful for, like I'm grateful for my dearly beloved Eve, my life partner. I am so grateful for her. And any time I get in a funk, and part of the reason for the funk is perhaps Eve is not very happy with me at the moment. Well, I really turn on and realize and think about all the things that she's so great about, and I become grateful, and that gratitude turns into just absolute joy and laughing at myself for doing whatever I did to upset her and go clean it up. And anyway, gratitude and joy, they're marvelous tools to get connected. So,
yeah, connected. We call it connected, but really what we're doing is we're really overpowering one emotional response.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're choosing the more powerful. I read a book one time. It was by Esther and Jerry Hicks. Some of our audience probably wouldn't approve of Esther and Jerry because of the methodology that they use, but nonetheless, let's just say that she gave a list of these emotional responses, and she said that in the book that she suggested to choose the next higher emotion, even if that next higher emotion doesn't erase, you know, or sorry, doesn't seem very positive from your perspective. Once you're in that new higher emotion, you can actually move to the next one and the next one and the next one and the next one. If making the jump from resentment to joy and gratitude is too hard, no problem. Pick something halfway in between. Pick acceptance or rejection. Anger is one step higher than rejection. Anger is one step higher than rejection. And so if you're angry, it's a much more powerful emotion and positive emotion than rejection is, because rejection comes with severe depression and shame and all those other nasty, nasty things, right? So if you can't make the step that you just made, you know, going from whatever to joy and gratitude, make something in between. Just make a step. And the more you make those steps, the easier it gets.
Wow, I use that as a segue to sneak in something else I'm writing and about ready to send you, but you won't let me go there.
No, we have to wait. But you get it written and get it sent to me right away. And with this, I say, goodbye, Ryan. And I mean, Brad. I mean, Brad, Ryan. Oh, darn, I'm all confused now.
Yeah, well, I think it is time to say goodbye, Ryan.
Okay, goodbye, Ryan. Love you, buddy.
Hey, love you. Thanks for the call.